but no one has claimed to ever have first-hand experience with extraterrestrial craft. Until now. Bob Lazar is a former government scientist who claims he was hired by the military to back-engineer the propulsion system of an extraterrestrial craft. Lazar candidly discusses his classified work at the top-secret research facility, S4.
I was hired to replace one of a couple people that were killed while working on one of the reactors from one of the crafts. Apparently, they, for whatever reason, cut open an operating reactor, and the device exploded, killing both of them. The S4 facility is an area just off the Papoose lake bed, dry lake bed. It consists of 9 hangars. The hangars have sloped doors on them with a sand texture coating. The first disc I saw, I believe it was the second, or I think it was the third time I was up there. Upon seeing it, it struck me that, well, this explains all the UFO sightings. Not thinking that it was an extraterrestrial craft, that this must have been some advanced form of fighter that we've been working on for years, and you know, people have just caught it being tested, so on and so forth. And it never even occurred to me, even though I was looking at an extraterrestrial vehicle, that you know, this wasn't man-made. I only witnessed one test flight up close, officially. That I was in, just inside the hangar. It was a low-performance test. The craft lifted off the ground, virtually noiseless, other than a small corona discharge on the bottom of the craft, indicating the presence of high voltage. That dissipated at about 30 feet, and it stood there completely silently and moved over to the left and to the right and sat back down. That was the entire test. It probably really hit me when I got inside the craft and looked around and began to understand how the craft was operated, and finally grasped the whole project as a whole, as what we were doing, the fact that we weren't building this thing, we were trying to find out how it was made. We were back engineering it.